That's real pretty high if it's...
Oh yeah, that's definitely 5 or 6 feet high in good ground.
Is that right?
Yeah, and it has, the roots are kind of jointed. They would be an inch apart. And you could pull it, think you've got it all, but if one of those joints are left down there, you've still got Johnson grass.
The Bermuda grass doesn't grow that high.
Oh no, huh? It will smother out anything.
Is that right? Now, if you're talking about the, you talked about a field. If you had a, how large would it have to be a field? You know, where you're planting something.
Well, I don't know.
Let's say.
I guess 5 acres.
What would you call it? It's about 2 acres. Let's say you had about 2 acres and just planted a little. Well, let's say.
We'd call it a patch. Patch of corn.
Uh-huh. Is that how you raise your cotton? You had a cotton patch?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, what kind of fencing did you have on your place?
Well, we had barbed wire and wove wire. And then back when I was small, we had some rail fence.
Now, did you have any special names for those? How were they built? The rails, were they?
Oh, they were stacked on, you know, the ends.
Yeah.
One on the other.
Now, at the corners, at the end of it, were they like this? I mean, did you ever call that anything other than a rail fence? Did you have a, ever call it anything, have any nicknames for it or anything other than just a rail fence?
I don't remember.
Like a snake fence or a, chain fence or a worm fence.
No, I never heard that expression.
All right. Did you have any small fences around the house? Or you,
no.
Small wooden fences?
No.
What kinds of small wooden fences have you seen? What these that have, you know, that come to a point on the top?
Oh, that's the picket fence.
All right.
Now, we had... back when I was small, I guess we had picket fence around the garden.
Mm-hmm. Now, to be a picket fence, does it have to have a point on, be pointed on the top?
No, not necessarily. They split those out of logs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they used to make boards, you know, and cover houses. They split them. I never did see the picket split, but I have saw the boards made.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
With these a fro?
Yeah. Well, it looked like his work.
And when you put up a wooden fence like that, at the corner you have to drive down a...
corner stake, I guess.
Or a fence post.
Yeah, fence post, corner stake.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd brace it.
All right, so when you put down that post, you'd put down... You'd say you have your fencing in a yard or something like this. You'd drive in four of these.
Yeah.
Four what?
Four corners.
Four
posts.
Yeah.
The corners. You know.
Right. All right. And did you ever use the loose rocks and stone? Maybe take the rock or stone and pile it up and make a kind of fence or wall out of that?
No. Now, I guess we didn't where I was raised, but now Daddy had a farm up the mountain, and they called them rock fences.
I see. Where was that? Where was the farm in the mountain?
It was near Chilhowee, Little Chilhowee Mountain.
That's where he was, where his parents were from?
No, his were over in Cage Cove, but this is up at the Little Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
In what we call the Little Mountain here on Chilhowee. And they would haul these rock out the field and pile them up along the edges, you know, and call them rock fences.
I see.